there. Have you ever felt the need for a profound shift in your life? A shift that not only benefits you, but has a positive ripple effect on the world around you? Or maybe you seek excellence on your personal, professional, and spiritual journey, always looking for transformational self-help tools that align with a greater awareness and higher power. What if I told you that there's a scientifically backed tool that can unlock your heart's wisdom and significant power over that hamster on the wheel mind many of us can experience, offering you more calm, focus, rewarding productivity, clarity, and compassion in a world filled with stress and chaos? And I gotta tell you, if you manage a lot of people in your work, interact with a lot of people on your job, maybe you're a retail, you work in a busy retail environment, or a restaurant for sure, you work for the government or a large corporation, have a busy household filled with kids to care for, or similarly, you're a school teacher or a daycare center worker, head of human resources and training. Really, this is for everyone, but I wanted to give, call out some obvious ones. Heads up. I recommend listening in on today's episode. Now, there are so many apps out there, and many aren't helpful. They sound like they should be, but according to consciousnesscalibrations.com, some of them calibrate at a low level of consciousness that only brings you down. Though they may consciously intend and purport to elevate you in some way, they don't. Likely because they don't know any better and haven't come across the Map of Consciousness by Dr. David R. Hawkins or consciousnesscalibrations.com. We just lack awareness of this. We're just going about doing our best to create things to help the world, not knowing we got lower level stuff running that kind of runs what we create, and we don't know it. So that's just kind of a general objective understanding of all apps, right? You don't want to blame and shame people for not knowing what they're creating, because their intentions, they have low level and like opportunistic stuff running that they're not be aware of, but trying to disguise it and intend for greater things to help people. So if this piques your interest today, then I invite you to listen in on today's episode of your weekly dose of higher consciousness called Mindful App Selection, protecting your health and happiness and navigating the pitfalls in a minefield of wellness apps. And today I'm going to introduce you to the HeartMath Institute's most advanced sensor and app yet, called the Inner Balance Coherence Plus HeartMath app, a significant contribution to humanity in general. And there'll be a link to this app in the show notes, or you can go to the mindbodyspiritnetwork.com/HeartMath app. That's this month's tool for personal transformation. But before I get into today's tool and topic, my name is Liz Garcia. I'm your happy host of your weekly dose of higher consciousness and founder and editor-in-chief of the mindbodyspiritnetwork.com, which brings you this podcast. My intention with these types of episodes each month is to curate free tools for personal transformation that calibrate above 200 on the scale of human consciousness, which is the minimum level required to help you. Now, this one is not free, but so worth discovering, I wanted to bring it into your awareness today. And you know the saying, you get what you pay for. And by the way, this statement calibrates as true at 240 on the map, which is the level of consciousness of sensible and aligning with both quality and value in being sensible. So you get what you pay for calibrates as true, and you really want to balance value and quality in regards to making choices, and certainly when it comes to apps after you hear today's episode. And that calibration came from consciousnesscalibrations.com, the energy of you get what you pay for. Now, anything below 200, and this is for you newbies out there that are listening, is of lower consciousness, meaning it holds no truth in ultimate reality. We don't live in ultimate reality, but still, ultimate reality is running the show. It's downward pulling and destructive. And these are not opinions or judgments, they're scientific calibrations of energy. What I curate for you is intended to be helpful, transformative, upward lifting, and constructive. And I will introduce you to luminary healers, visionary teachers and scientists, best-selling authors, and celebrated agents of change that can help you shift on some level, whether that be the emotional, mental, physical, or spiritual. And today is no exception. So let's get started. Now, today we're revisiting the Heart Math Institute, which I've covered in a few other episodes, and really share with you my experience with their methodologies and techniques for bringing heart coherence into your life. And I'll have links to those other podcast episodes in the podcast notes below, so you can just go to them. But one of them, especially if you find this interesting, I really encourage you to watch or sign up for, is a free webinar produced by the Shift Network, because you're going to meet the brilliant researcher and lead scientist for the Heart Math Institute by the name of Roland McCready. And when you listen to this guy, you realize you're not in Kansas anymore. He's got it going on. So the Heart Math Institute in general was calibrated to be at 460 on the map of consciousness, according to Dr. David R. Hawkins' research, and which he shared this calibration in his book, Truth Versus Falsehood. I'm pretty sure that's where I found it. And I had already come across the Heart Math Institute, so when I saw the calibration, I'm like, holy crow, I gotta pay attention to this place and align with it and see what they have to offer and learn from their decades of experience. Now, for those of you that are new to consciousness calibrations and understanding where power and truth really exist in reality, ultimate reality, you need to know that the world in general calibrates below 200. We're an evolving planet operating from lower consciousness. And the calibration of the planet dropped during COVID from 207 to, I think it's like 190 now, but it's fluctuating, and we fluctuate, but not that much. You know, that's a huge dive in consciousness to go from 207 to 190, which is not to discourage you and take you down some energy victimhood route, which we talked about victimhood. You don't want to go there with this. Just accept that it is what it is, and ultimate reality and divine intelligence knows what's going on and how to manage it, right? It's part of the plan, likely. And, this is another going to know, approximately 23% of the world's population calibrates above 200, and during Dr. Hawkins' lifetime, it was calibrated to be about 15%. So there's something that was actually pretty interesting to know, is that the percentage of the population that went above 200 made a leap to about 23%. That's pretty huge. So just something to, you know, if you're positively oriented, that's the cup is half full, taking that position on it. So this 460 is the level or energy and magnetic attractor field of excellence. It's the energy of excellence. And it's where we can all aspire to be in our personal, professional, and spiritual development. I mean, it's a huge alignment to align with excellence. It really is. Considering the map of consciousness is logarithmic, meaning 460 is 10 to the 460th power, whereas 200 is 10 to the 200th power. That's a quantum leap in power, truth, and energy, and attractor fields, right, in consciousness to align with. It's huge, something to aspire to. And though I don't have, I'll have to ask for it, I don't have the calibration for this app that I'm sharing today from HeartMath. The tendency for this level is to create this level and more. So the likelihood of this app being at 460 is highly likely, and the likelihood of it being above 200 is like 99% likely, is my guess. I'm just guessing. I don't know the truth of that, but I'm just trying to keep it simple. So the mission of the HeartMath Institute is to help awaken the heart of humanity, which is huge, right? The intention and kind of prayer for this meets ultimate reality is supported by ultimate reality because it's the truth. It's the truth and power of this level. And what's interesting just to consider is the vision of the Mind Body Spirit Network and this podcast is to raise the level of consciousness of the planet to the energy of neutral, which is 250 or 10 to the 250th power, up from 190 or below 200. I mean, that's a huge ask. It's a huge leap in consciousness to have this vision, intention for a vision, and I can't do it alone. So I want you to look at these two things, the mission of the HeartMath Institute and the vision of the Mind Body Spirit Network, as attractor fields of energy. I don't look at it personally. This is something that's now an attractor field of energy at the Mind Body Spirit Network, and it's the attractor field of energy of the HeartMath Institute. Our collective vision and mission is a match. So I'm thinking, how can I help raise, I not personally, but how can I kind of wake up some people to want to become a part of this field or focus on this field? And this is an answer to my prayer and the mission of the HM of HeartMath Institute. We're a match. Like, they need help. I'm going to share what they do with others. And I don't have to do it all by myself. I don't think I as an individual can necessarily do this, but I can certainly ripple it out there and attract what's needed to fulfill this mission, which, by the way, divine intelligence and ultimate reality is like, yes, we're with you on this one. Thank you for waking up. We're here to help you, essentially. And it's just one way to go about it, right? 460 is a high level thing. And not everyone is going to be a match to 460. You're just not there yet. You're not ready. There's no understanding. There's misalignment with it. There's blocks to it. So you may not feel attracted to it, but as I tell you this, you may say, oh, well, maybe I ought to try to be. Maybe I ought to wake up and be open to what's going on there and see if I can start shifting in that general directions. And others may have to go about it a very different way. This is not an answer for everyone because it's so high level. You may have to go through other pathways, other lower levels above 200 to get there, right? You're going to get to 310, which is willingness to even consider looking at it, right? You may have to go there first. Or you may have to get into the energy of neutral just to accept that there may be something here for you to learn. It doesn't matter if you go there or not right now. It's just like, okay, I'm willing to consider it. That's more of a willingness thing. And then you may have to go through acceptance at 350 to accept that there's higher power than what's in your head that can help you. It's above you to consider. And, you know, the Alcoholics Anonymous, one of their things, which calibrates at a very high level, their 12-step program is 540. That's huge. One of their values is that you have to surrender to higher power. And this is kind of a, If you're not feeling that you're there yet, you may have to say, you know, I'm willing to surrender to this higher power to help me get out of whatever, you know, hamster wheel thing I'm in right now. So let's get to the details of their homepage mission statement. So they're on a mission to help awaken the heart of humanity. And we're going to talk about the power of the heart versus the power of the mind in a second, because it's significant to understand. So since 1991, the Heart Math Institute has developed reliable, scientifically validated tools that help people reduce and avoid stress while experiencing increased peace, satisfaction, and self-security. That's a good one, to feel secure within yourself. Research at the Institute shows that adding heart, the energy of the heart, or heart coherence, that's what they call it, to our daily activities and connections produces measurable benefits to our own and others' well-being. So science, medicine and science and math all calibrate in the 450s. This is the energy of the mind, reason and rationality. High-level science and medicine is 450. The Heart Math Institute operates at 460. So they embody it, science and medicine, at the level of excellence. So they're really, it's significant to just consider. So before I get into the details about the app, which is not free, again, it's not free. I typically share free tools. I want to discuss the energy of the heart and the energy of the mind. So according to Dr. Hawkins' book, Letting Go, The Pathway to Surrender, on page 33, he calibrates the energy of the different chakras. And the heart chakra is an energy center, if this is new to you. It calibrates at 505, which is 10 to the 505th power, versus the mind, which is in the 400s. So the mind typically has no awareness or even understanding or acceptance that the heart and the spiritual dimension is far more powerful than the mind and math and science, right? We're just not even close to being there yet. So the energy and power of the mind in the 400s, remember these are logarithmic numbers, they're quantum in nature when you get this high, can't hold a candle to the power of the heart in the 500s, which is the energy of love and valor. It's huge. These are huge energies to align with and become, let me tell you. To become one in the 500s is rare and a superpower. President Lincoln, Abraham Lincoln, was one of them. Oprah Winfrey's television program was in the 500s. This is just to give you context, like put it into context. She was a worldwide superpower at this level. It's huge. It's not her level, her personal level of consciousness. It was the level of consciousness of her programming and shows and intention. Superpowers. And look how it manifested in her life, right? So 10 to the 400th power versus 10 to the 505th power. I like to say, do the math, right? If you can't really fully grasp it, just do the math. Put it into your understanding. Like, whether you're accepted or not, that's a different thing. But I'm telling you, do the math. And guess what? The Heart Math Institute has done the math. Hence, heart math. Super interesting. Just saying. Now, I want you to make you aware that there are likely hundreds, if not thousands, of wellness apps out there that aren't helpful, though the name of them would suggest that they are. And here's an example I found from consciousnesscalibrations.com. There's something called the Headspace app for meditation. So you just think, meditation app? Oh, it's got to be good because meditation is of higher consciousness for sure. And this is a popular meditation app with supposedly more than 30 million users in over 190 countries. That's what the company says. The content of the app calibrates below 200 at 198, right? Suggesting that there's something, maybe new agey stuff, bringing it down. So there's some energy going on in the content of that app that's bringing it down. And you have no idea where it could be coming from. Could be coming from, especially if you've listened to my episodes on the emotion code session and the body code session, there's hidden determinants in human behavior and hidden determinants in things that we create, even though we may consciously think we're trying to create something that's helpful. In fact, if we've got this hidden stuff running, we're going to create stuff that isn't helpful. It's running at that level of consciousness that's lower level and hidden from them. Here's another interesting one. It's called, what the heck it's called? Environmental Working Group App. So it's the Environmental Working Group Healthy Living App. And it provides, apparently, I don't know anything about this. It provides ratings for more than 120,000 food and personal care products at your fingertips. This is their little logo. The app calibrates at 190. That's no good. Imagine following an app that's just going to make you feel worse and bring you down, and it's not going to get you up into the higher levels at all. It's not going to help you. So you need to delete it. Certainly don't pay for it, because it's a misalignment with what you really want. And it's not an opportunity to blame or shame or sue anybody for selling you something that holds no truth and no power. They do not, likely don't know any better. They wouldn't be doing it. So these are just examples of apps that are no good for you according to consciousness. The energy is not there for it to help you. Their intentions may be different. They just don't understand that the content of their apps is destructive and downward pulling and negatively oriented in some way. We're not going to go into new agey stuff or what it could be, but you can always go join consciousnesscalibrations.com, which is free to subscribe to for most of their calibrations, just to start aligning with the truth of things and understanding energy fields. This is not judgments and opinions. Again, these are just calibrations of energy. What's the vibe being put out by this app? Really? Doesn't matter what you think about it. Consciousness will tell you what's really going on with it in a calibration. It's like, okay, this is the energy of it. Take it or leave it. So let's dive into the science behind this exceptional tool, one that you can trust and count on to help you. So our heart rate, and I'm going to read this because, you know, I don't know this by heart, right? I'm going to read from the website. Our heart rate is constantly changing, creating patterns known as heart rhythm patterns or heart rate variability. It's HRV is the how they refer to it. So HRV is what we're looking for, heart rate variability. And these patterns provide us with insights into our health and emotional well-being. And with the Inner Balance Coherence Plus app, these patterns are translated into real-time coherence scores, allowing you to understand and improve your heart coherence. And when you go to if you click on the link in the podcast notes below, or go to the mindbodyspiritnetwork.com/heartmath app, You're going to see examples of graphs of what's going on with your heart, which I love data and analysis to see what's going on. So it's measuring, and these guys know how to do it, what's going on throughout your day with your heart. Like, you know, is it coherent? Are you going ski-wampus with your energy? Like you're in a spin. It'll tell you, you're in a spin right now. Let me help you get out of it. So the Inner Balance Coherence Plus sensor utilizes professional-grade photodetectors to measure your pulse wave an astonishing 500 times a second. And then this data is then translated into highly accurate HRV, which is heart rate variability, providing a window into the quality of communication between your heart and brain. Remember, you want your heart to run the show, not the mind. The heart is the superpower here, not the mind, in reality. And this proprietary algorithm translates this data into a real-time score that updates every 5 seconds. I think this is fascinating. I was going to have to get the app for myself, though I don't really use apps. But still, this one is super interesting because I feel like I know how to do the heart coherence stuff. And I've shared this in an episode, like how to get coherent at Thanksgiving. I use that as an example. And my experience with using their techniques before going to business networking or whatever, wherever I'm going to be with a lot of people, it worked like huge. And you don't even know it until after the fact when you reflect on the experience, like, holy crow, that was exceptional. What's going on there? And then I remember, oh, I used the quick coherence thing. Anyway, this app is going to bring you into way more awareness of this and how to use it in different ways. So, and this is not all. The HeartMath app goes beyond measuring coherence. It offers expert-led content that helps you build a coherent skill set through courses, learning journeys, and practices designed to activate meaningful change throughout your life. So this app has all of this offering. So imagine powering up your day with more energy. There's way more energy at the level of 500, let me tell you. You're like a Energizer bunny when you activate this level of energy. Not that you will hit the 500, but still, the 500 is like a lava lamp of consciousness boosting you naturally. Imagine making effective decisions. Right? You're not the hamster wheel in the mind when you become heart coherent, because the heart takes over that energy. The heart overpowers the mind when you intentionally accept that and you willingly do what's required to get you in that coherent state. So imagine getting along better with others, releasing daily tensions, improving your sleep, and so much more. This has been my experience just with the simple thing I have taught you in other episodes, a simple 1 minute heart coherence thing that I've shared. And the webinar that I suggest with Roland McCrady will share that as well. Super simple thing to do. Powerful effect. And when you start to understand consciousness, as I have become to understand in significant ways, you realize it. Just do the math. It's like it makes sense to align with 500 to help you out. It really does. That energy field of 500. So what's truly remarkable is that these practices are easy to learn and can be used on the go, which I have done. I've done this on the go in my car without endangering myself or anyone. Anytime and anywhere. Studies with over 14,000 people have improved mental and emotional well-being in just 6 to 9 weeks. And if you're already one who does a lot of self-help, like mindfulness practices, you've probably already well on your way to this type of thing to an extent. But 460 is still a very high level of consciousness to align with. It's going to supercharge your efforts now. So supercharge and self-help on all areas of your life. It can't help but infect, like a lava lamp, all areas of your life in a very positive and constructive way. So I just wanted to like give you a little bullet list of the proven benefits of heart-brain coherence. Remember, power of the heart is in the 500s, the mind is the 400s, so just keep that in mind. So the first one is to prevent and relieve stress, anxiety, and overwhelm. Heart coherence, this is what the HeartMath Institute calls it, You're becoming more heart coherent and bringing the brain and the mental activity into the energy field of the heart softens and reduces the effects of chronic stress and anxiety, filling your life with more calm, joy, and inner security. That's number one. Number two, it cultivates emotional balance, clarity, and compassion. Heart coherence enhances your understanding of the language of your emotions and strengthens your intuition, helping you navigate life effectively. Now, I just discovered the calibration of intuition is in the 500s. So they're a match. Intuition and heart coherence are a match. Aligning with the power of the heart is a match to intuition. If you're not aligned with this and the mind is running the show, the intuition might not necessarily be reliable if you're thinking it's intuition as opposed to a thought. I don't know. I haven't quite unraveled that one yet, but it's interesting to know that moments of intuition are coming from the heart, which is a powerful place to trust. I've already mentioned this, you're going to have more energy throughout the day because you don't have those low levels of consciousness which have no energy. There's no energy to fill your day with goodness and grace. They're downward pulling. So you're going to have more energy instead of draining your energy with depleting reactions to life stresses. You're going to stop reacting. Yeah, you might just go neutral like I like to recommend. Go neutral because there's power there. You'll learn to quickly recharge your energy reserves when you stop reacting. Like when that ceases, and this app is going to help you to train yourself to do this, it's huge. And again, you'll access deeper intuition. I don't know why this is here twice, but I got a little help writing this. Tuning into your heart's wisdom creates a profound inner shift, allowing you to create your own fulfillment. That when you start to come into balance, like I experience on a daily basis now, nothing else matters, really. You just are fully present, going about your day, enjoying your day, grounded in the present moment, and nothing bothers you. Like, that's pretty much my experience. There's very little that triggers me anymore. I don't react much. I typically go neutral and become the observer of what's going on. So, another important aspect to raising your own level of consciousness and being the change you want to see in this world is that you uplift your life and the lives of others, because you're becoming, you become the vibration of transcendence of your own negative attractor field. You transcend them with this app. Now your vibration is different and you affect others differently because you got this good mojo coming from you, and people respond to you differently, which reinforces your happiness and your, you know, goodness and grace throughout your day. Like, you're more thankful and appreciative and loving towards others without even trying, because you become it. You become aligned with it, and you're not this roller coaster anymore. It's starting to even out the wave, the frequency of your own vibration, which may be a roller coaster, like big, you know, ups and downs. That wave is going to start leveling out into a nice, flat, even keel. So living a heart-based life infused with care, connection, compassion, and hope not only transforms your life, but also ripples out to uplift the lives of those around you. So, and I have found and really intend to let go of the need to change or help anybody unless they ask. This is huge for me and many others, people pleasers, where, you know, we know who we are. You can let go of that and just start becoming this person that you want to be, and you let go of the need to have to change anyone. and the energy that you emits are going to change them. And I notice this in people that I interact with a lot. I do try to give them advice, which they don't need and they can't hear, which I notice, I observe this, and just allow them the transcendence of my own field to help them and not take credit for it, just get out of the way and let, you know, divine intelligence, the frequency of that, you know, be the lava lamp that helps others. So, as we wrap up today's episode, I encourage all of you to explore the HeartMath Institute's new HeartMath app and sensor, especially if you're a bit of an app junkie, you like having apps, and I know they're fun, especially when they provide feedback on what's going on in your own life and help you. It's a powerful tool for transformation that calibrates or resonates with the field of energy known as excellence, greater self-awareness, and innate power and higher consciousness at 460. It's a valuable addition to your journey in all areas of your life, and that's all you really need on your phone app, really, for health and wellness at this level. That's really all you need, though there are other fun ones you can have, for sure. So to access the new HeartMath app, you can click on the link on the show notes below, or go to the mindbodyspiritnetwork.com/HeartMath app. Thank you for joining me today on this enlightening episode of your weekly dose of higher consciousness. My name is Liz Garcia. Remember, the path to higher consciousness is an ongoing journey, and we're here to explore it together. And on Thursday, welcome back to another episode of 1001 Ways to Being of Higher Consciousness. I'll see you then. Hey there, Lovey Lou. If you are new to your Weekly Dose of Higher Consciousness podcast or an avid listener, I have something just for you. I created a landing page with all of my playlists in one place. So for new listeners, I created a playlist called Foundational Basics. This is where you will want to begin to come up to speed on your understanding of the map of consciousness, a proven energy scale for realizing your ultimate potential by Dr. David R. Hawkins, and with where we are now. For avid listeners, I've created playlists for all of my popular topics like 1001 Ways to Be of Higher Consciousness, 1001 Ways to Let Go Of, those great higher consciousness quizzes that helps you test your intuition and develop discernment skills, tools for transformation, high vibe book recommendations, and my general main topics. You can find all of these playlists on the website at themindbodyspiritnetwork.com/podcast, or you can find it in the link below in the show notes. Now back to today's episode.